USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Okay there, gang, here comes another star-studded Taffy Pull and Hayride, featuring your favorite performers as per your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And tonight, the first sergeant in charge of entertainment is one of Hollywood's loveliest stars. She's blonde, she's beautiful, and she's standing here at the microphone on the world's most gorgeous legs, Betty Grable!
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
I'd like to introduce a group of regular visitors to Command Performance. These kids have polished off many a merry ditty around this CP mic in answer to your letters. Here they are back again, the custodians of the jive that jumps, the town criers.
Well, it just ain't right to kiss better till a kiss goodnight. Sweet tomorrow.
That was swell, Criers.
Thanks, Betty.
Well, for an encore, how about doing one of your latest K. Kaiser arrangements?
Okay. Here's the sunny side of the street.
Well, yes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Hear a bit of sound.
You know your life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
I used to
walk in a cave with my blues on gray.
Working on the lot of 20th Century Fox.
Mm, I loved it, Betty. But, you know, I had a little trouble with the lock on my dressing room door.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, some guy kept sneaking into my room, so I had to change the lock 7 times.
Well, did it help?
No, it seems that Bob Hope's nose is adjustable.
Well, June, that's the way it is in Hollywood. This place is full of peeping Toms. But you don't have to worry about Hope tonight. In fact, never worry about him on Thursday.
No, why not?
Well, that's his transom night at the YWCA.
Hey, Betty.
Yes?
Don't look now, but I'm sure somebody's looking at us from behind that curtain.
Oh, you're just imagining things.
No, I'm not. There's a man there, and he's looking at us.
You mean a peeping Tom?
Peeping Tom. This guy's a staring Sam.
Well, we'll soon put a stop to that. Oh, Ken. Ken Carpenter.
Yes, Betty.
Well, Ken, I don't know how to say this, but June and I think there's a man behind the curtain staring at us.
On command performance?
Yes, yes. We wish you'd go over and chase him away.
Well, certainly. I'll be glad to. Gee, I can't get over it. On command performance. This would never happen on mail call. Well, look, you go on with the program, buddy. I'll go behind the curtain and see what kind of a cad is hiding there.
Back of there.
Shh. Shh.
Who are you?
I'm Jack Carson.
Jack who?
Shh. I'm Jack Carson.
person.
Oh, well, hello, Jack.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hi,
Ken. Ken.
Quiet.
Huh?
Jack, huh? I can't understand this. Why in the world would anyone want to stand back here and peek at Betty Grable and June Aver?
You know, Ken, you must be older than you look.
This is disgraceful. Staring at Betty Grable and June Aver. What about Emily Post?
Let somebody else stare at her. I only got two eyes.
Look, Jack, if you want to meet Betty and June, why don't you just walk out there and I'll introduce you?
Oh, Ken, I wouldn't know what to say.
Jack, you must... Jack, you must be able to think of something to say to two beautiful girls.
Well, I could say... No, that wouldn't do it. Well, I could say a... No, that wouldn't do it. Oh, I know, I could... Oh, Ken, let me stay behind the curtain, will you? You see, Ken, I don't know what kind of a guy those girls like.
Well, Jack, it just so happens I can tell you that. June likes a continental romantic type like, you know, like Charles Boyer.
Huh? Mais oui. Bonjour, come with me to the Casas Bar.
And Betty, on the other hand, well, she likes him rough and tough like Humphrey Bogart.
Tough?
Hmm?
That kind of a dame is my meat.
Ah, you got it, Jack. Come on over and I'll introduce you.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, girl, come over here a second, will you? I want you to meet a friend of mine. June, this is Jack Carson.
How do you do?
I kiss your hand, madame.
And this is Betty.
Hello, Jack.
Shut up before I slug you.
Were you the man behind the curtain?
Sacre bleu! I'm insulted. You talk this way to Jacques Carson? I am the number one French gentleman.
Well, it certainly looked a lot like you.
Do you want a bullet hole through your head?
Jack, I never suspected you were so European.
Oh, oui, oui, madame. I kiss your hand. I kiss your shoulder. I kiss your neck.
How about kissing me?
A pleasure. I kiss you. Ah, go break your leg.
Oh, Betty, isn't he wonderful? So dashing, so debonair.
You mean he's so tough and rough?
No, he's so charming, so gallant. Oh, no, he's so strong and manly.
That's a wonderful imitation of Gary Cooper, too. Yep. Nope. I'm tall in the saddle. That's all.
Well, look, Jack, you're going to have to say that for some other time, because according to my notes right about here, June Aver is going to sing.
Oh, Mademoiselle Aver, may we step up to the microphone?
Ah, shut up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
June,
sing.
I wish I could tell you what's in my heart, though I know what to say. I don't know how to start. I try and try again. Time. You smile at me and then suddenly I'm speechless. I wish I could tell you those words divine, but when your eyes meet mine, somehow I'm through. My heart says I love you, and though I've never told you,
command performance goes a little Latin American and brings you an always welcome guest, that singer of romantic ballads, Carlos Ramirez. Welcome to command performance, Carlos.
Ah, senorita, I kiss your hand. I kiss your shoulder. I kiss...
Cut that out.
Don't pay any attention to Jack, Carlos. What are you going to sing for us?
Well, I would like to sing a song as beautiful as you are. A song that brings as beautiful memories to my heart as standing close to you.
Seems they got eager beaver south of the border, too.
Go ahead, Carlos.
Encontré un día, morena más frágil la bahía. Pedile un beso, no deu, un abrazo, sorrió. Pedile a Mauro que está de bahía. Meu señor do bom fim, arranja outra morena igualzinha pra mim. Bahia, saudade, meu senhor do bom fim, arranja outra morena igualzinha pra mim.
Betty.
What is it, Jack?
You know, I'm dying to see that picture that you and June made, the Dolly Sisters. That's all about the gay 90s, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It was back before automobiles, radios, moving pictures, and even phonographs.
Yeah, I wonder what they did for amusement in those days. As if I didn't know. I almost forgot about the stereoptic and slides.
You know, I really loved making that picture. That period in history was certainly fascinating.
Uh-huh. I wish I knew more about it, but of course I'm so young. Such a stripling. A mere youth.
Why, Jack, I had no idea you were so young.
Young? Well, it'll be another 15 years before I'm allowed to touch Saratan. You know, it would be fun to see how the girls and the fellows acted back in those days.
Well, you know, Jack, nothing is impossible on command performance. All we have to do is ask Ken Carpenter to set the scene. Ken, will you do the honors?
Glad to, Betty. And now, command performance presents a stirring drama of life back in the gay 90s, entitled When Girls Wore Sweaters to Keep Warm. Or Imagine wearing all that knitting for nothing. As our scene opens, Jack Carson, the typical 19th century swine, is...
That's Swain.
Oh, God. Awfully sorry, Jack.
It's all right, old boy. Carry on.
A typical 19th century Swain is on his way to see his best girl. The time, 1890. The place, a small country town.
Gosh, it's quite a walk to Betty's house. Hope I look all right. I wonder if I got all my coat buttons buttoned. Yep, 7, 8, 9, 10, all buttons. Now see if my shoes are all buttoned. Boy, wait till Betty sees these new shoes. I bet she's never seen a button in the back before. Yeah, sure feel funny about Betty. This must be love. I knew it when we were both sipping the same soda last night. She's wonderful. She drinks so slow. Oh, here's Betty's house now. Look, there's Betty's old grandfather sitting on the porch. I guess I ought to say hello. Hello, Grandpa. That's all right, Grandpa. Don't bother to get up.
Oh, good evening, Jack.
Hiya, Betty. Oh, boy, where'd you get those goo-goo guys? Are there any more at home like you?
Who's that with you, Jack?
Nobody. I'm wearing my father's suit. Try that on a piece of bread. It's a honey.
Well?
Well, it's Sunday night.
All right. Come on in the parlor.
Oh, you kid!
Jack, you haven't even told me how I look tonight.
Well, I just love that dress, cutie. Especially the bustle in the back.
What bustle? This afternoon I got stung by a bee.
Boy, he sure gave you your lumps. Pour some cream over that one. That's a peach.
My goodness, Jack.
A little slow right down through here.
You've been here 5 minutes and you still got your hat on. Why do you always keep your hat on your head?
Well, there ain't no place home I can leave my bullfrog. I got him trained, too. Watch. Tip it, Herman. See?
Oh, Jack, you're so clever.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. Wait till I get you in the dark, baby.
Well, what happens then?
My bow tie lights up and says, I love my wife, but oh, you kid. Whoa! I'm sharp tonight. There ain't no flies on me.
Yes, isn't that DDT wonderful?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, Jack. Sit down on the sofa with me.
Oh, shucks.
Jack, you're about the most bashful boy I ever saw. Do you always suck your thumb?
Yep. Can't reach my big toe anymore.
Come on. Come on, move a little closer to me.
Well, golly, do you think it's safe?
Well, certainly. I won't bite you.
Oh, go ahead. I like it. Say, Betty, I meant to ask, is your pop home?
Nope.
Is your mom home?
Nope.
No mom, no pop?
Nope.
Come on over here, I'll blow my top. I blew that line, too.
Yes, Jack.
Yes?
We're not all alone, though. My kid sister's home.
Oh, I'll get rid of her. I'll give her a quarter and tell her to go to the movies.
Oh, gosh. Here comes my kid sister now. Mm-hmm. Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you were entertaining a handsome young gentleman.
Betty, this your kid sister?
Yes.
Oh, you kid.
Well, aren't you going to give her a quarter and tell her to go to the movies?
Uh-uh. I'm going to give her 50 cents so she can take me with her.
So this is your little Jackie boy.
You tell him, Roadmap, you got the curves.
Jack, I'm surprised. You always said you loved me. Why do you want my sister, too?
Well, even a guy who's crazy about chicken a la king likes a little fricassee now and then. You know, June, you're a cutie pie.
Oh, Jack, do you really think I'm a cutie pie?
Yep, that crust ain't bad either.
You tell him, Kansas, you've got the corn. You know, Betty, now that I've met Jack, I can't understand why Father objects to him. You can't understand why Father objects to him?
No, after all, money, brains, and looks aren't everything.
Well, I admit I'm not too brilliant, but it so happens I have a handlebar mustache.
So what? A lot of people have a handlebar mustache.
On the inside?
Jack, the time has come for you to make up your mind. Now, which one of us do you want?
Oh, gee, this is tough. You're both blonde, you're both beautiful, you both sing, and you both dance. Wait a minute. Which one of you has the most money?
Well, I keep my money in my stocking. Well, I keep my money in my stocking, too.
Let me see who's got more. The Bank of America never had branches like that. Gosh, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll have to spin a bottle to decide who I'm going to marry.
Spin a bottle?
Yep, and whoever it points to, I'll marry. Okay, here goes the bottle.
Goodness, look who it's pointing to. Gracious, look who it's pointing to.
Who let that Cocker Spaniel into the room?
Well, gang, it's time to lock up shop and put out the lights for another week. And this is Betty Grable saying so long for all of us back here. Goodbye now and best wishes.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.